Welcome to day 31 of our Sit Spot journey, and today I invite you to consider where the abundance of water is in your sit spot and the wider area around. So if you were a blue tit that was nesting nearby, how far would you have to go to get a drink of water? With the changes of patterns in rainfall and the amount of sunlight we have, we obviously have some water sources that are temporary or seasonal, and others that are much more guaranteed for the wildlife around. So you can add any smaller, perhaps more temporary water sources onto your map that are immediately in your sit spot area. Perhaps you've got a little pot or bucket or plant pot out that catches rainwater, which is a source of water at times for the birds. And then you could do, if you're up for it, a different scaled map that zooms out. Perhaps you already know the landscape around you really well. It might even be worth a quick look on Google Earth to see where the water bodies are near you. But it's really interesting for, you know, larger wildlife like herons to start mapping out where the water bodies are in your area as a wider awareness. So I hope you enjoy that, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.